Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, so thank you for coming back to my channel. Make sure you comment as we're going along. This is about Andy Burnham, the mayor of Manchester, the United Kingdom's third biggest city, and the idea that he might become prime minister. He's a Labour man, and there's all this media chatter about his attempts to get back into Parliament to win the Labour leadership, because Keir Starmer's stag is on. He's had another disaster this week with Peter Mandelson, whom Starmer appointed ambassador of the United States last December. I remember there was a perfectly competent ambassador in the United States. He'd been on post not even that long. And Starmer removed her to create a vacancy so he could put his chum, Lord Mandelson, in there. And Lord Mandelson has resigned in disgrace for the third time. And it's been the same problem every single time, is that he was breaking the rules so he could suck up to the super rich. And in this case, people are saying Mandelson was taking the side of the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein against his victims, disbelieving them even after Epstein's convictions, and saying, oh, this would never have happened in the United Kingdom. He wouldn't have been prosecuted. Well, he certainly would have been prosecuted, and so on. So anyway, it's vile. And obviously it reflects very badly on Starmer's judgment, because the default setting is to appoint a career diplomat. These people join the Foreign Office in their early 20s, promoted up, and they know the rules, and you can see that they're squeaky clean and all the rest of it. And so MI6 will have warned Starmer that Lord Mandelson was dodgy, that he had an unhealthily close relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, that he had a weakness for the super rich. He was always sucking up to them. Now, that was seen to be an advantage, because he's very good at brown nosing wealthy magnates. Anyway, so back to the subject. There's no way that Starmer is going to lead Labour into the next election in 2028 or 2029. He may well be kicked out sooner than that. So who's going to take over? Well, let's look at Andy Burnham as a possibility. The one thing is, Starmer might find this more acceptable, one of the obvious alternatives, which is Sadiq Khan, because everybody in the Westminster Village knows that Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, and Keir Starmer hate each other, even though ideologically they're quite close. So Andy Burnham, there he is, 55, which is just the right age, and he looks rather younger. And a lot of people are very superficial, so looks count. And then his backstory: he grew up working class, and might that be lower middle class, in Aintree, just outside Liverpool. Aintree, famously home of the Grand National, that horse race every Easter. So he's partly of Irish extraction, brought up in a nominally Catholic household, went to a state school, Cambridge University, and after his English degree, working for Labour MPs. One of the problems with Burnham is he's never done anything outside politics. He's been a special advisor, blah, 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 elected an MP under Blair, a minister, and so on, and back into being mayor of Manchester, where he served for 8 years. Now, he's married to a Dutch woman. He's got three children. Okay, all that's fine. And although he is calls himself a Catholic, he's often disagreed with it on homosexual issues. He's very much into football. So a man of the people. Now, he obviously would love to be prime minister. There's another thing is he would face a serious challenge from Reform UK next time. And I think he'd still win, but it's perhaps foolish to speculate 4 years out. And the other thing is it just wouldn't be the foregone conclusion that it is now. And this has got one shot at it, to come in as a Labour MP, Labour leader, prime minister, because what's going to happen in the next 4 years or so? Will Labour lose the election? It's quite possible. So do it now. Could there be a Reform UK government? Would there have to be some sort of coalition of all the anti-conservative parties or something like that? So it's possible that he would come in. Well, how about him? Obviously, he's an effective political operator, being a fairly successful mayor of Manchester. You know, Labour wins there. OK, they always win there. People say that he is the king of the north and so on. He's managed to get more money from Westminster for Greater Manchester. It's not just the city of Manchester. Some of the small towns are absorbed into it as well. So it's had healthy economic growth. And then he's seen off the far left, like the Green Party and things like that. So he represented Lee, which is in Greater Manchester. So that was very easy, and held various posts under Gordon Brown, Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport. And as I say, he's got strong connections in football and indeed in rugby league. He was Secretary of State for Health. So, and obviously, health is such a vital issue. I mean, I know literally vital for life, but because the NHS has got such a huge waiting list and the doctors and nurses want more money, there might be more strikes. So that is a real knotty problem he's got to solve. Okay, I'd had other portfolios when he was in the shadow cabinet under Ed Miliband about shadow secretary of state for education. I remember he contested the Labour leadership in 2015. You might remember that he lost to Jeremy Corbyn, and had Burnham won, would the history have been very different? Anyway, so he eventually left Parliament to go and be mayor of Greater Manchester, but wanted to come back. So he's done a lot to reduce homelessness, and of course the Labour left really liked that. He's improved public transport. He handled coronavirus quite well and things like that. Then he also tackled a very difficult problem, which was allegations of sexual abuse of children. And often these were going back decades. And it's obviously hard to investigate things that happened 30, 40 years ago, and things which allegedly happened yesterday. And this is again a local issue which you can nationalise, because what about the grooming gangs issue? And people are often not satisfied with what the Labour government has done, poo-pooing this and saying, oh, well, we mustn't deal with this issue because that'll just be exploited by Reform UK. What? So for Labour's own partisan ends, they have to ignore the victims just because the Labour realise they'll lose votes if this problem is solved, and so on. But Burnham has said no, this is not true. But these rumours have been going for several years. But I think it is more likely now because Starmer is such damaged goods, and obviously Labour is at panic stations. So anyway, he's been able. He's not in the cabinet. No collective ministerial responsibility. He's been able to criticise things from the outside. So actually, not being an MP has helped him a little bit. But they want to be selected for an ultra-safe Labour constituency. But so first of all, as I say, first step is get back into Parliament. Inevitably, there are by-elections. There are MPs who die, who retire, whatever. But as I understand it, the law's been changed, and one cannot be mayor and an MP at the same time, which was previously allowed. And they say Angela Rayner did that to prevent a potential rival, Sadiq Khan, having a crack at it. Because he's mayor of London. I suppose he could resign as mayor of London the day before a by-election or something like that. But what if he loses the by-election? He's got nothing. All right. But maybe that's a risk you'd have to take. Opportunity knocks. But Burnham, would he be that different from Starmer? I mean, he's not that charismatic, actually, Burnham. He's not quite the drip that Starmer is. It'd be difficult to be as dull and uninspiring as Sir Keir Starmer. And just because there's a new person in, that doesn't mean that he can wave a magic wand. It won't automatically solve all these problems. What are his policies? I suppose he'd find it easier to change policies, because Starmer, when he changed policies, that's an admission of failure. Whereas a new person, well, that was never my policy in the first place. Is it going to happen? I mean, I think it's fairly likely. Let's give it like a 20% chance. Angela Rayner, I don't think she's out of the running, actually. It has hurt her prospects somewhat, but she's still a serious contender. And I would still guess even more likely than Andy Burnham. What do you think? Well, so please comment as we're going along. Subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.